This is We've Got Issues on IPR News Radio, a weekly look at the political state we live in. Good morning. I'm David Castleman. People with clipboards are prowling streets across Michigan these days. They're on the hunt for signatures for ballot initiatives. There are six active campaigns, and they range from one aiming to legalize marijuana to one that could make the state legislature part-time. These campaigns need to collect hundreds of thousands of signatures to get on next year's ballot, and they're raising hundreds of thousands of dollars for their efforts. Here to talk is Craig Mauger, the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Craig, nice to have you on again.
Thanks for having me.
Can you give us a rundown briefly of each ballot initiative and then how each one is doing collecting signatures?
Right now, we've been tracking six ballot proposals. One of them, as you mentioned, is a proposal aimed at legalizing recreational marijuana in Michigan. Another is the Clean Michigan proposal, which would establish a part-time legislature in the state. Still another is protecting Michigan taxpayers, which aims to repeal the state's prevailing wage, which sets wage standards for certain public construction projects in Michigan. So those three are the three that have been out raising the most money so far. Each of those three has raised more than $800,000 at this point. There are three others that have not raised as much money but are out there working as well. One is Voters Not Politicians, which is attempting to reform the state's process for drawing district lines, the redistricting process in the state. The two others are Raise Michigan, which is an earned sick leave proposal requiring earned sick leave from businesses, and Keep Our Lakes Great is a proposal that is focused on the Enbridge pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac.
Remind us how ballot campaigns work in Michigan.
The normal legislative process is a lawmaker introduces a bill, he tries to get the House or Senate to pass it, then he or she tries to get the Senate or House to pass it, the other chamber to pass it, and then it goes to the governor. This process goes around that by gathering hundreds of thousands of signatures. If these proposals are trying to amend the state constitution, they need more than 300,000 signatures. If they are just simply trying to create a law, not going in the Constitution, they need more than 200,000 signatures. Those are valid signatures. These campaigns will have to collect many more signatures than that to hit the threshold. So if they get enough signatures, they can either, depending on what type of proposal they are, their proposal can go to the legislature, and the legislature can sign off on it, and it doesn't need the governor's approval, or the proposal can go directly to voters. Either type could eventually end up before voters, but go before voters in 2018, and voters across the state will vote and approve or reject the ballot language.
What do these campaigns spend money on?
Yeah, so the main thing that they spend money on so far, these campaigns, the ones that are out there right now, is asking people to sign up for their ballot proposal. What happens often is campaigns will hire firms that do this professionally, that gather petition signatures professionally. Those firms will send their experienced people, these people that know how to get someone to sign a ballot proposal, out into the state, out everywhere across the state, and then they'll work on doing the task of getting people to sign up. That's kind of the main thing that they spend money on. There's a lot of spending as well on campaign consulting. It takes a lot of political consultants in the room, apparently, to figure out how to orchestrate a statewide campaign like this. There's some spending on advertising, trying to make people aware of what the proposal is about and things like that. And I would say one more thing they spend a lot of money on is legal counsel. There are so many legal hurdles that these campaigns have to jump through, getting language that will withstand a legal challenge, getting language that the state will allow on the ballot. These are all things that they have to work on, and attorneys are expensive, so these campaigns end up spending a lot of money on legal consulting.
Has money made a difference for ballot campaigns in the past?
When you have to gather 200,000 or 300,000 signatures across the state, it takes often a large sum of money to do that. It's very difficult to have volunteers go out and gather that number of signatures. because, you know, you want to have signature. You have to have certain types of signatures. You need people who are eligible to sign. You can't have these duplicates. You can't have the same person signing 15 times. And it is often, as we've seen in Michigan, benefited campaigns to have enough money to have professional petition collectors doing it. At the same time, sometimes that doesn't even work. I mean, in 2016, there was another campaign to repeal the state's prevailing wage. They were hiring professional petition gatherers, and they still couldn't hit the threshold for valid signatures.
Which of these initiatives do you think are likely to end up on the ballot, or are there any?
I don't like predicting on things like this because, you know, there are a lot of uncertainties. Who has money that has not shown up yet that will come down? I would say, just from my personal perspective of what we're seeing right now, I think the prevailing wage repeal campaign is definitely one to watch that seems very serious right now. I mean, their goal is to get enough signatures where they can send the proposal to the legislature and then have the legislature approve the repeal, because Governor Snyder has been the person holding this change up right now. So this is a way for them to get around Governor Snyder. So I think that's one that could hit the signature threshold, but doesn't necessarily mean it will be on the ballot in 2018. I think the proposal to legalize recreational marijuana is another one that seems very, very serious at this point. The part-time legislature proposal has the support of Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. They have a lot of political consultants that are well-known in the state helping them out. And then this redistricting proposal is one that has reached a lot of people. They've had more donors than any other ballot proposal in terms of the number of different people contributing to the campaign. However, their contributions are of much smaller amounts. You're talking about $50 contributions and $100 contributions. They haven't had these contributors giving $200,000 or $600,000. So that's another one that will be interesting to watch to see how they do.
Craig Mauger is the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Craig, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.